98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Lily Henley. She is playing tomorrow as part of the Bluegrass on Hudson series at the Fisher Center, along with Duncan Wickel. Lily, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
It's such a pleasure.
First of all, have you been to the Spiegel Tent before?
I actually haven't, although Duncan has played there before, so I've heard about it and seen it and really excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's
an
incredibly beautiful space, and I feel like the music that you and Duncan make is going to be just really special in this setting. So, yeah, will you tell us a little bit about your style of music and what you guys have been doing together?
Totally. Well, we've been playing together a long time, and we both grew up in the folk scenes in the United States, kind of influenced by both American folk music and Celtic music during like the Celtic revival of the 90s. And I come from a Sephardi background, and we're Jewish people that were expelled from the Iberian Peninsula during the Spanish Inquisition a long, long time ago. And our culture is an Ottoman culture that developed over the next 500 years. So I grew up with a lot of that music. It's in a language called Ladino, which is a combination of the old Spanish, we call it Castellano, and Hebrew and Arabic and Turkish and Persian and French. So it we do like a really unique mix of music. We both are fiddle players. We both play several other instruments, and we sing in both English and Ladino, and the music is a very organic mix of all of these styles that have influenced us. We're both folk musicians. Some of it is original music, and some of it is kind of drawing on those rooted heritages. But it's probably unlike anything that has been at the Spiegel Tent before, and we're really very privileged to get to bring it to the audience tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, and I mean it's part of the Bluegrass on Hudson series, but I certainly wouldn't call it bluegrass. I was watching some of the videos, and it's incredibly beautiful. And you know, you're obviously both masters of your instruments, and that's kind of where it fits in with the string instrument connection. But I can't stress enough to folks listening that this is not going to be your average Bluegrass on Hudson show.
Yeah, and we're actually so pleased to be part of this series because almost every artist is like an important artist in our community. And there's a couple artists in the series that are, you know, real emissaries of the bluegrass scene. Duncan is a great bluegrass musician and plays with other artists in a more sort of, I guess, like a more mainstream bluegrass style, I guess I'd say. But the way that they booked this scene this summer there, or the series this summer, there's several other artists that are kind of touching on that music the way that we are, but bringing in wide influences. I know Jake Blunt is coming next week, I think, and Duncan actually played the Spiegel Tent already this summer with Sam Ryder and the Human Hands, which is a whole other kind of wild mix of influences. So I know that the audience at the Spiegel Tent has both bluegrass and lots of musical interests, I think.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool series. You've got an album out, and forgive my pronunciation, Horas Desahoradas?
Pretty good. It's Horas Desahoradas.
Yeah. Desahoradas, cool. Yeah, tell me a little bit about the making of that album.
So that album was made in France on a Parisian label, but it was all written and created in the U.S. And it was really kind of a magical experience. I was just posting some videos of this kind of Americana meets Ladino songs that I'd been creating, and I got a record offer from a record label based in Paris that was affiliated with the Sephardic community there. And the album is very folk and fiddle, influenced songs, mainly in Ladino, almost all either original or drawing, like adapting the old songs to new melodies. And Horas Desahoradas means a timeless clock.
Oh,
in
cool.
Ladino, it's sort of an idiomatic phrase.
Yeah.
And it's just been a pleasure to bring this music that both has like elements that will feel familiar to people and also something completely different, and to allow such a wide, you know, in the last 2 years that I've been touring this music, to just allow such a wide audience that had never heard about Ladino music before to, you know, hear the language and experience our stories and our like wild female characters and just all the amazing aspects of that history, and also to play all of our instruments and just have this kind of meeting of minds.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be such a special show. That's tomorrow night at the Spiegel Tent at Bard as part of the Fisher Center's Bluegrass on Hudson series, Lily Henley and Duncan Wickle. And Lily, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.